I retake those teeth out of the mouth and give them to my son-in-law. And of course, we was all in a spin. We didn't know what to do or what to say. We knew that he was just gone. We knew that. If there wasn't something done, he'd had them spells before and come out of them, but that knee, he just laid his head over on Roy's shoulder. Yeah. And our doctor told us it would take 6 or 8 men. My son asked him, said, "Doctor, would he die easy or not?" I said, "That's all I want to know." He said, "Son, I wish I could tell you it would be easy. But," said, "when death comes, it's going to take 6 or 7 men to hold him on the bed." Hmm. And he didn't even struggle. Didn't even strangle. He just laid his head over against Roy. We all went to praying that he wouldn't, that we wouldn't have to see him die like that.
Yeah.
And he just went to sleep in Roy's arms.
Oh, that's
just
good.
Like if he laid his head over here and went to sleep on this chair.
Yeah, that's good.
But we knew he was dead.
Uh-huh.
And so we called the doctor and he came out and pronounced him dead. Said, "Yeah, he's been dead about 25 or 30 minutes when I got here."
Hmm.
Roy said, "I knew it." Said, "When he laid his head over on my shoulder, never took another breath, plus that I knew he was gone, so I knew my daddy was gone."
Mm-hmm.
What we did was all cry.
Yeah.
And my children, I didn't cry for a while.
Yeah.
Because I just sat there, I stood there, I don't know, honey, I couldn't move. I was hurt. Yeah. I couldn't move, and I couldn't breathe, and I couldn't say nothing.
Yeah.
And Dr. said, "Now, Miss, the best thing if you do is lay down in there on the bed."
Mm-hmm.
Said, I said, "No." He said, "Come on, lay down on the couch." Well, he took me over and laid me down on the couch. And about that time, my oldest daughter keeled over.
Oh!
Because she had lost her son and husband, you see. She'd lost her son in a car wreck in November.
Oh,
and her husband died suddenly in March.
Oh, that's terrible.
And then giving her daddy up, she said, "Mama, that was the last straw when I had to give him."
I guess so. That's terrible.
And we both, so they worked with me and her, I don't know how long, man.
Yeah.
But anyhow, they give us something to take that we both, they thought we both was asleep. But I'm like Ellie, they had another thought of coming. I was a long ways from sleep.
Mm.
When they carried my husband out that door, then I finally broke down and went to crying.
Oh.
When the undertaker's coming to take me now.
Yeah. That was probably good that you could finally cry.
Uh-huh. Well, if I hadn't, I believe I'd have died.
Mm-hmm.
But I said, I guess I was just hurt and shocked, so I couldn't. I just stood up there and looked at him. Mm-hmm. One of the neighbors even took his billfold and handed it to me. And I just kind of pitched it over on the dresser. My daughter picked it up and took it to the bathroom, and it had $695 in it.
My goodness.
And we didn't even know he was carrying that much money around with him.
Huh.
But every neighbor come in, my nearest two or three of them, they'd give him anywhere from five. One neighbor gave him about $10 every weekend when he got his pay. He was a car mechanic.
Mm-hmm.
And he just thought Paul Moe was just about it.
Uh-huh. That is so nice.
Uh-huh. Well, I mean, they were so good to him. But
yeah.
Now he sold that away and he had $695 in this bill.
My goodness. Okay. Well, was he in poor health the last couple of years, or was he in poor health the last couple of years?
Oh, he wasn't in good health for 2.5 years, but he'd get out and mow his own yard, and I told him, and he said, "Well, if Mr. feels like he wants to turn that little old shack of yours up, upside down out there on West Pearson, let Mr. do it." Said, "Mr. you fuss at him, tell him not to, that's going to make him be sick." I said, "Just let him, if he wants to turn that shack upside down," I said, "just let him go out there and jack it up and turn it over."
Uh-huh.
I said,
so
"Okay,
did.
Doctor."
Uh-huh.
We just had a little old cheap house on a two bedrooms and a living room and a kitchen is all we had.
Mm-hmm.
And a little bath. But he told me, he said, "Now you just let him turn that house up, bottom side up if he wants to."
Uh-huh.
Said, "Don't you fuss at him when he does." Said, "Let him do anything he wants to do."
So he used to go and cut the yard, huh?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But he mowed the yard every other week.
That's probably good for him.